We're going to do it together. We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 30 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise, brought to you by Satellite Phone Store. Go to sat123.com for your satellite communication needs. Tonight, Chase Allen, 25 years young, murdered by local police over a traffic stop in Utah. Why is this significant? He was an American State National. And is Moderna's CEO Steve Bansal a prophet? How did he know they needed to make 1 billion doses of their clot shot before the pandemic? And yes, sadly to know, those shots are now shedding on all of us. Scott Ritter on the war in Ukraine, J6, and an Arizona update with Michelle Swinnick. Is the dust about to get unsettled again? All that and so much more right here on Brighty on TV. Don't touch that dial. Don't go anywhere. It's 30 minutes of hot, hard-hitting headline news. Be right back after this commercial break.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Many watching Brighty on TV will remember the fiery speech from Dr. Alan Keyes at the annual State Republican Dinner that ended in repeated standing ovations. Dr. Keyes has been an articulate and passionate spokesman for faith, convictions, and consistently strong enough to resist the tug of political convenience. Alan pierces through the ethical haze of our time and calls us to stand up for the truth, knowing that you cannot have the right to do wrong. Get your download of Our Character, Our Future, an audiobook by Dr. Alan Keyes, exclusive to the Brighty on TV audience. Dr. Alan Keyes personally read and recorded our exclusive audiobook version of his timeless essays in Our Character, Our Future for this very special promotion. You can order it by going to www.imtv.us and click on Special Offer. It's available at only $19.95 for a very limited time. You'll not only enjoy a tremendous savings, but you'll get an amazing piece of literature read by Dr. Alan Keyes himself. Get yours today. Go to www.imtv.us and get this Brighty on TV exclusive offer.
Sorry to say, we have to start the top of the show with a very disturbing story of a family of a man who has been shot by officers in Farmington, Utah, says the police are now stonewalling them. Police have now brutally and unlawfully murdered a 25-year-old Chase Allen during a traffic stop for not having a license plate on his vehicle. According to the police, deadly force was exercised after Chase refused to get out of his car. It is said that the evidence has existed that proves that the police officers involved in this homicide requested their body cams be turned off prior to pulling him over. Was this targeted attack against an American state national? Well, Chase was an American state national, and a witness testimony by another state national says that he and others have been unlawfully harassed by mafia-like brotherhood of corrupt judges and police officers simply for standing on their God-given rights, to the point that they had to flee to another state to escape being targeted. A confrontation ensued, but they have not provided additional details, including whether the man had a weapon or what specifically prompted officers to fire their weapons. The police department has said it will release additional details after the investigation is complete. And during an attempt to remove the driver from the vehicle, shots were fired and the driver was injured. The driver being Chase was removed from the vehicle. Medical aid was rendered by officers on the scene. Chase Allen was taken to the hospital later, where he was pronounced dead on Wednesday. And the family has said the officer shot 12 plus rounds at their son while he was in the car with the engine still running and the lights on. Chase's mother is in touch with fellow American State National Bobby Lawrence. I'm following this story very closely. I hope to speak with Miss Allen here shortly, and we'll bring you more updates. Now, as far as the genocide continuing, confidential Pfizer documents have revealed that COVID-19 vaccinations are going to lead to depopulation. That's right, mass depopulation. A pretty bold statement to make. Your government's trying to kill you is even bolder. Well, unfortunately, these bold claims are now backed up with mountains of evidence, and most of that evidence can be found in the confidential Pfizer documents that the U.S. FDA has been forced to publish by a court order. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration did attempt to delay the release of the Pfizer COVID-19 shot safety data for 75 years, but in early January of 22, federal judge Mark Pittman ordered them to be released, and that is at 55,000 pages per month. Well, 90% of the COVID-vaccinated pregnant women lost their baby. Pfizer states in the document that by the 28th of February in 2021, there were 270 known cases of exposure to the mRNA injections during pregnancy. 58% of the mothers who reported suffering adverse events reactions suffered a serious adverse event ranging from uterine contraction to fetal death. And before the COVID pandemic was even deployed, Moderna CEO Stephen Bancel told his employees it was declared a pandemic was going to happen in 2020. What does that mean? At the same time, he told the staff that Moderna would need to make a billion doses of vaccine next year. He was also confirming that the CEO of Gavi knew about his pre-pandemic conversation with Moderna staff. The conversation that Bancel had with his staff took place before the world even knew about the COVID pandemic. The World Health Organization only declaring the novel coronavirus outbreak a global pandemic on 11th of March, 2020. Well, Bancel made the startling revelations during an appearance on a panel discussion on January 18th of 2023 at the World Economic Forum's Davos meeting.
Sure. Good morning, and thank you for having me on the panel. So the great news versus 2020, where we are today, is we have manufacturing capacity. As Seth knows, when the pandemic happened, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year. And I remember walking after Davos into the office of my head of manufacturing, and I say, how we make a billion doses next year? And he look at me a bit funny, say, what? I say, yeah, we need to make a billion doses next year. There's going to be a pandemic. And so where we are now is, you know, we have plants in the US and in Switzerland. We've shown this summer that we're able to adapt to variants very quickly. If you think about it, you know, in the US, Peter Marks told us on June 28, we want for the US a BA5 Omicron booster. And by early September on Labor Day weekend, he was in US pharmacies.
So the pre-pandemic Moderna already knew they would be given contracts to supply at least a billion doses of vaccines. And Moderna also knew that the vaccines, which were still to be developed, apparently would be manufactured next year, developed and trialed within a year. And those vaccines were supposedly for an unknown virus for which the lethality, number of cases and infection rate could not have been known. Bull. You know it's all fake. Well, what isn't fake, sadly, is doctors are now finding graphene is shedding from the COVID vaccinated to the unvaccinated, forming blood clots and decimating blood cells. Dr. Philip Van Welbergen, from the medical director of biomedical clinics, was one of the first to warn the public of this phenomena. Dr. Philippe presents the images of the latest blood slides and explains what the images are showing. In this image of typical healthy red blood cells as seen under a microscope, what blood should look like. There is no coagulation or foreign objects in it. The next image is of a person who has been injected with the experimental COVID drug. The blood is coagulated, the misshapen red blood cells are clumped together, and of course the cell encircling in the image is a healthy red blood cell, one of few in the image sitting alongside the graphene fibers. You can see the size of the graphene fibers in relation to the size of the red blood cell. Fibers of this side, folks, is going to block your capillaries. You can also see graphene fibers are hollow, and certain ones of them actually contain red blood cells. Essentially, COVID injections are weapons of genocide, turning the injected into walking bioweapons, shedding the weapons of mass destruction on the rest of us. And over 25% of American parents now have lied about their child's COVID-19 status. A quarter of the parents lying about whether their children were following COVID-19 public health measures, including misrepresented vaccination status and falsifying the age of their child. Good for them. This is why the Zelenko Freedom Foundation exists, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to fight those battles for you, and we will be fighting them again March 20th. We have a press conference outside Sarasota Memorial Hospital, and we will be attending the public comment at the hospital board to bring all of this to their attention. And an update on the Ukraine war. Starting off, Scott Ritter, former UN weapons inspector, United States Marine officer, now author and analyst, joined our own Mike Adams recently on an explosive interview that has brought truth to the situation unfolding in Ukraine, Russia, and frankly, worldwide. The U.S. has kept Russia in that press box of a weakened nation since the breakup of the USSR. But Putin, who replaced Boris Yeltsin, and he has currently had visions and still had visions of restoring the great mother Russia. Here's Scott Ritter explaining the current extent of what's happening in Ukraine.
A quick summary would be that the United States since 1992 has treated Russia as a defeated enemy. Of course, Russia being the successor state to the Soviet Union. We have sought to keep them down. We succeeded in doing that for 10 years under Boris Yeltsin. A new president came in, Vladimir Putin, who wasn't going to play that game. And we've been trying to get rid of Putin ever since. We do that by trying to destabilize Russia. And one of the key aspects of destabilizing Russia was to expand NATO to Russia's border, to include stripping away Ukraine from a Russian sphere of influence, knowing that this would provoke a confrontation with Russia. Now we have the fight.
But instead, the United States and NATO tried to ostracize Russia and destroy her economy. Ritter explains why that seemingly failed.
It's a fight we thought we could win by sanctioning Russia, bringing about the economic destruction of Russia, and therefore creating the conditions for the people of Russia to rise up and remove Putin from power. We miscalculated. The Russians actually flipped the script. Their economy is doing well and getting better. Europe's economy, on the other hand, isn't doing well. And the last time I went to the supermarket and looked at energy prices, we got some issues too. There's also a shooting war on the ground. We've turned what was a Russian-Ukrainian regional conflict into a existential battle of survival between Russia and the collective West, the United States, NATO, and some non-NATO European countries who are using Ukraine as a proxy to fight Russia. And surprise, surprise, we're not doing well in that either.
And largely a ground war where supplies sent to Ukraine in order to stay in the game have come from the United States and NATO. How does this impact the outcome of the war? Well, Scott Ritter explains.
The Ukrainians who received a tremendous amount of artillery support from the United States and NATO, they're running out of ammunition, and they will run out of ammunition this summer. And because they've depleted NATO stocks, there's nothing left to give them. And we don't have a mobilized defense industry to build or produce new ammunition. So they're literally, they're done. This summer, if they don't find additional resources to provide ammunition, when the guns stop firing, the war is over. And Ukrainian guns look like they're going to stop firing, and the Russian guns will never stop firing.
Consequence of this in our economy, our central bank, the gold buying has taken off, the gold rush taken off where it left off to start 2023. Central banks globally added another net 77 tons to their gold reserves in January, and this is according to the latest data compiled by the World Gold Council. It was 192% month-on-month increase from December and above the 20 to 60 ton range of reported purchases we've seen over the last 10 consecutive months of net buying. A late report of a 45-ton gold purchase by Singapore in January bumped the numbers up from the initially reported 31 tons. Heather, we're on 29. I know I skipped ahead here. The Central Bank of Turkey was the biggest buyer, by the way, in 2023 and continued to add gold to its reserves with another 23-ton purchase in January. Turkey now holding 565 tons of gold. That country has been battling rampant inflation, not too dissimilar from us. Price inflation accelerated as high as 85% last year, and that was a 64% increase in December. The Turkish lira depreciated by almost 30% last year, kind of like what's happening here to our U.S. dollar. And China reported another 14.9-ton increase in its gold reserves on top of the 62 tons reported between November and December. Again, Jim Rickards has been pointing this out for quite some time, that people are speculating that China keeps several thousand tons of gold off the books. So really, we are facing a calamity here nationwide if we as individuals and people are not adding gold to our stock. That's why I use Kirk Elliott, PhD.com, for all of my nest egg savings. I put it all into gold and silver, folks. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. /Ann. Okay, coming up after the break, we have more on Arizona. Michelle Swinnick is back to talk to us about the latest. Stick with us right here on Right Now.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
And joining me now back for more on the dust up in Arizona, which apparently isn't going to calm down anytime soon, is this Hellcat of Fire, and I love her. She's got more spit and sparks than anybody I know. Michelle Swinnick with Everything Home Talk Show. And Michelle, great to have you back on. You have been burning the midnight oil in Arizona, talking to everybody apparently about what's happening. And the recent revelation of Carrie Lake on Steve Bannon, thanks to you, I was made aware of that little clip I played earlier on the Zelenko report. Startling to see Carrie Lake's even thinking we need to do some investigations right now.
Well, it's good that somebody's finally opening their mouth and mentioning that, because, you know, we on the ground here since the 23rd, when the actual hearing was, we're demanding an investigation, falls on deaf ears. Then LD12, the executive board, you mentioned that on your show earlier today, they stepped up to the plate and issued a press release saying we demand an investigation. So since then, actually, two other LDs have. And the good news is Mayor Corruption County, the executive board, which consists of all the legislative district chairs plus their executive board, they voted last night to pass a resolution to demand the investigation. So if you want me to read that real quick, or you want to pull up on the screen?
By all means, yeah, we need to hear this. This is fascinating.
Yeah, so like I said, so the LD chairs, all the chairs from Mayor Corruption County and the executive board that was just elected in January, which is pro-grassroots, right? These are, for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part. So that's why we have the presence of the county. We don't have it in the state. State is not grassroots for that, for quote-unquote leadership and state committee man. So this is from them. And it was unanimous, which is awesome too. Therefore, let it be resolved that the EGC, that's what they call themselves because it's all of them together, of, and I say Mayor Corruption County, I just can't say it the other way, call for an immediate forensic investigation by the state legislator using their plenary power. Boy, we've been talking about that, Wendy Rogers, for a while, pursuant to ARS 41-1151 with an oversight delegate picked by MCRC and the Attorney General's Office of allegations brought forth by the witness Jacqueline Brager during her testimony at the Arizona Senate Elections and House Municipal Oversight and Elections Joint Committee hearing on February 23rd, 2023. So
wow,
there you have that. So that's great. So finally, we've got some leadership that has stepped up to the plate and done their job. So now it'd be nice if we had the AZGOP. We had some groups that are out there that love to ask for your donations, right? Why don't you guys step up to the plate and issue a statement, a resolution, a press release, and start pushing this out there so that we can get our legislators to do their job and their duty. How about that, everybody? So, oh, and the candidates, too. I would like them to be a part of it.
So some are saying, coming from the legislature, that this is nothing but a giant distraction, that is distracting them from actually getting to the root of what happened in 2020. What say you?
A distraction from what? What happened in 2022? What's going on in, this is how your country operates? And you had Brandon House on, who just interviewed Draza Smith, and I encourage people to watch that. And she takes it to the next level, where it's not only fake voters, you've got fake donors, and you've got fake recipients that are running the money through left and right, where it's even bigger, and you're talking billions of dollars just in the past 2 years alone. So this whole operation that you're seeing that was laid out by Jacqueline Brager is how your country operates at every level, right? So that is just, I know it's tough to get your arms around, but the more that they're digging and the more that they're talking to each other, the people that have actually been knowing about some of this stuff for years and they're digging even deeper, you're like, it's the whole country. And so when I saw that hearing, I went, oh my God, this all makes sense now. Everything makes sense because you're like, how come things don't get done? Why does it take so long? Why do we have open borders? Why is this? Why is that? How do they all, just think of it this way. COVID. How fast did all of these entities get on board? You had your churches on board. You had your corporation on board. You had your entertainment on board, your big business, the big everything, 13 bigs. They got on board so fast because they've been in cahoots and cooperation with the government and each other for decades running these operations. So when they launch the thing, they all go and do their thing because they already have lines of communication. So now you're going, oh my God, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. So, well, Michelle Swinnick, you are on this. I know you're up every night burning the midnight oil. Keep the information coming. We'll keep bringing you back on. Save my freedom. Text action to.
Save my freedom.us. The Take Action Toolkit, Arizona Corruption Exposed, and the one-click email all campaign. 110 Arizona legislators and officials will be launched tomorrow. They've actually had that sabotaging done on their website. So that's why we haven't been able to launch it, because they know it's coming, people. And we want everybody in the country. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. You're going to click that. You're going to email them. You're going to post on social media. You're going to demand that there's an investigation. And one thing real quick, if I got like 20 seconds. So on these shows, you're starting to see all this J6 being revealed, the truth. Jake, the one that they call the shaman, actually lives here. A bunch of my friends are very good friends with him, and everything that they're saying about him is not true. So they're making him like
a lovely man.
He's an awesome guy, and the reason why he starts and he says what he says is because it's all about the children. It's about children sacrifice. It's about children trafficking, and he's been campaigning on that, and he's been standing out in front of just Arrowhead Mall with a sign saying it's all about the children. So everything that you hear about him, think the opposite, because he's an amazing guy, and he's done so much to get the exposure to what's really going on with children. And it's literally, that's what this all goes back to. We talked about it for a long time on my show. It's all about the children, everybody.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you coming by as always.
Thank you.
All right. I want to take us back to J6. We were going to start to cover that before the first half of the show ended, and I ran out of time. But J6 is still very much in play. It's still very important. And J6 is a day that is going to be an absolute game changer when the truth is finally understood by everybody. But Kash Patel was recently on with Tim Pool, and they were discussing J6 and why Tucker Carlson needs to release all 14,000 hours of the J6 footage. Tim gets into why he thinks there is clear evidence of government pre-planning of this event based on what he saw on some of the footage. Here's Tim and Kash.
I think as a former federal prosecutor and a public defender who defended a lot of these types of cases, what you need to show is whether or not the FBI and government agents were using undercover operatives and informants on the day of January 6th. Because if you can show that, you know they've been at, hang on, but the paperwork shows having run informants, that's a 6-month buildup, minimum.
Right.
Minimum. It's not like they just dropped them into the Proud Boys and said, hey, go, don't disrupt, please. So once you prove that, then you defeat the insurrection narrative with the FBI's own documentation. Forget what the videotape shows.
Just for people who you can't see what's going on in the room, the reason why Cash just said hang on or whatever is because I started smirking and rolling my eyes. And what I meant to convey with that is, come on, we know they were involved.
Look, I totally agree, though.
Yeah. I'm not saying I know definitively. What I'm saying is, a reasonable suspicion is that there were agents. There's a video showing a guy with an earpiece pulling people into the building. All right. Mm-hmm. You combine that with the evidence of Ray Epps, and it looks like you have a preponderance of evidence suggesting there may have been federal law enforcement involved in making that thing happen.
I'll get you beyond a reasonable doubt. All two pieces of information. Ray Epps was on FBI's most wanted list one day, and the next day he was off of the FBI's most wanted list. There are only two ways that happens. You die or your informant. Put that aside. Under congressional testimony, Jill Sanborn, who I used to work with, the head of the FBI Counterintelligence Division, in charge of all these investigations, testified under oath when Senator Cruz asked her, flat out, were there federal agents involved with January 6th? And she said, quote, Senator, I can't answer that at this time. Not if the answer was definitively no, having been a DOJ FBI guy myself, she would have gone there and said, nope, absolutely not. The reason she said I can't answer that is because of the same stonewalling they gave us during Russiagate with Christopher Steele, Halper, and everybody else. It's the same narrative, and I'm telling you they were there.
So you're saying that she said I can't answer that because the answer is yes, yeah, and that would compromise whatever their operation was.
Exactly.
Okay, wow. So the explosions coming out of the district of corruption, that swamp, that dumpster fire continue. And of course, the controlled demolition of the United States of America. God's beautiful tapestry also continues as an analysis is now coming out. Thanks to posting this on Natural News, East Palestine, controlled explosion has released carcinogenic dioxins and a World War I choking agent. Folks, you can't make this up. A new assessment by independent researchers has actually determined, according to this article, that the air quality in East Palestine contains unusually high levels of toxic chemicals, including dioxins and a choking agent. This is the stuff that they used in World War I called mustard gas. This is contradicting all earlier reports by the Environmental Protection Agency. Again, I digress on this public-private partnership of evil. They are duplicitous in all of this. They are working as a conspiracy to terminate all of us, to move us into these 15-minute cities, to take away our farmland. They have done nothing to upgrade our infrastructure with all the tax revenue they've taken in over the years. Have you driven coast to coast lately? I have. I've gone back and forth across the United States a lot in the last several years. And I'm not just talking about getting harassed by another corrupt organization called the DHS. I'm talking about the DOT using the National Transportation Highway System, driving through our cities and looking at the dilapidated state of our infrastructure. And now you have this happening where we're seeing train derailments. Clearly, this is sabotage. And by a controlled release, who does this? You've now released mustard gas and dioxin into the atmosphere. You are killing the countryside. You are poisoning the water, the ground, and the air. Oh, that's right. You're still doing that anyway with your chemtrails. Anyhow, I want to go on this a little bit more because this is a critical report, and we've got great people like Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers out in the field looking into this. But a new report from the Texas A&M University and Carnegie Mellon identified higher than normal concentrations of at least 9 potentially harmful chemicals, including acrolein, benzene, vinyl chloride, butadiene, naphthalene, oxaline, trichlorethylene, trichlorethane, and pyhexylene, many of these describing the toxic plume as Ohio's Chernobyl. Again, ladies and gentlemen, these are real Americans. I started the story off with Chase Allen. He's a real American. He was an American state national, 25-year young, beautiful man who was described by many as a wonderful, wonderful human. Terminated by policy enforcers because he didn't have a license plate on his car. Really? You shot at that boy from behind through the window and killed him? You murdered him? You gunned him down? From the time of the traffic stop to the time you called in for backup, it was 15 minutes and his life was extinguished? Why? Because you are buying the narrative that sovereign citizens are domestic terror threats. By the way, we're not sovereign citizens. That's an oxymoron. We are American state nationals. We are freedom-loving patriots. And we are returning back to the roots of our country as Americans, not these corporatized citizens where you've stolen our sovereignty with all of your layers of legalese. We're going to get to the root of all of that, and you're going to learn all about it right now and right here with Ann Vandersteel. Good night, everybody.